Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Our guest is Ilya Feoktistov, one of the remarkable men associated with an organization in Boston known as Americans for Peace and Tolerance. He formerly directed its research arm. These days he is a member of its board of directors and very active in its important work, among other things, exposing what is being done, well, to American values and our institutions by, among others, Sharia supremacists. Specifically, a focus of effort for Americans for Peace and Tolerance has been exposing anti-Semitism that is rife in this supremacist program and much in evidence, among other places, on college campuses in this country. In fact, that's the subject of an important new film by Ilya and his colleagues entitled Hate Spaces, not to be confused with Safe Ones. Ilya, welcome back. It is so good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me on, Frank.
So I want to talk a little bit about this phenomenon of anti-Semitism. You know, there's been much talk over the years since the Holocaust that that sort of thing would never be allowed once again to rear its ugly head. It is unfortunately much in evidence these days in lots of places around the world, including Europe. But I think most of us are unaware of how significant a problem it is becoming in our own country. Would you talk a little bit about that, please?
Sure. Anti-Semitism seems to be making a comeback, and unlike previous manifestations, which have been associated with the right, it is now coming primarily from far left-wing activists and also Islamic supremacists. Brought here through unbridled immigration and also to a certain extent through conversion of the native population.
And a particular target of this venomous behavior has been your colleague and my friend at Americans for Peace and Tolerance, Charles Jacobs. Would you talk a little bit about his travails of late in that department?
Sure. So I just recently published a story in the Federalist about a Washington Post story that bizarrely accuses Charles Jacobs of being a racist. For what? For pointing out the anti-Semitism of a white man from Oklahoma, born and raised. What made the Washington Post accuse a Jewish man of racism was the simple fact that the white man had converted to Islam and was now in a protected class, where pointing out this person's anti-Semitism can now get you smeared as a racist. Now, Charles Jacobs marched with Martin Luther King. He received a Boston Freedom Award from Boston's former mayor, Menino, and Martin Luther King's widow, Coretta Scott King. He got this for freeing black slaves in Sudan. But if he does the sort of ultimate crime for the left, accuse an Islamist of anti-Semitism, well, that earns him the moniker of a racist, according to the Washington Post.
Yeah, it is bizarre, isn't it? The individual in question's race was not changed, and in fact, being critical of the anti-Semitic or other opprobrious activities engaged in by Sharia supremacists has nothing to do with race. It has to do with resisting totalitarianism. And Charles Jacobs is one of my personal heroes, I must say, for his valiant efforts in that regard at home as well as abroad, notably, as you say, in Sudan. Ilya, this is a subject, as I mentioned, of your film Hate Spaces, Anti-Semitism on America's College Campuses. Give us a flavor of the magnitude of the problem there and the extent to which it's also not something you're allowed to talk about.
Sure. The film, which was produced by our wonderful filmmaker, Avi Goldwasser, is basically an hour-long litany of the terrible things going on American campuses and the terrible environment that they represent for Jewish pro-Israel students. It's really remarkable. If you watch it, you're going to be shocked, even if you were aware individually of these things going on. Just seeing them put together, all the incidents over the past couple of years, is really shocking. But basically, the campuses, under the guise of so-called pro-Palestinian activism and under the guise of religious activities within the Muslim Students Association, basically became acceptable and even fashionable to bash Jews in a way that we haven't seen since the campuses of 1930s Germany.
Yeah, fashionable doesn't really quite do it. It's become de rigueur, it seems. It's sort of obligatory now on college campuses, as you've made clear in your film. And I guess the easiest way for people to find the film and to learn more about it is at hatespaces.com. You have screenings that are being organized around the country. If people want to sign up to do that, they can do so at hatespaces.com. Ilya Feoktistov is our guest, board member at Americans for Peace and Tolerance. And one of the other pieces of this story that, again, you have been courageous in exposing, Ilya, personally and corporately, is the role being played by people in the Jewish community itself, astonishingly enough, as well as other faith leaders, if you will, on an interfaith dialogue project of the Muslim Brotherhood, to vilify those who are objecting to the kind of oppression that is the hallmark of this Sharia agenda. Talk a little bit about the role of, for example, Jewish rabbis in the Boston area in that regard.
Absolutely. Boston's been the epicenter of this sort of misguided and suicidal attempt by Jewish leadership, far left-wing Jewish leadership, to embrace and dialogue with the very same people that very much hate the Jews. Here in Boston, we have had the Jewish Community Relations Council, as well as the Massachusetts Board of Rabbis, openly embrace viciously anti-Semitic radical mosque, which has bred over a dozen terrorists since 9/11. They have supported this mosque. They have issued statements of solidarity with this mosque, even as we've pointed out instance upon instance of anti-Semitism, including vicious anti-Semitic Facebook postings from its newest imam. These rabbis and Jewish leaders just simply don't seem to care about the anti-Semitism. They believe that they can find some sort of common ground with the people that hate them. And also, they serve as sort of the shield and the attack dogs of this Muslim Brotherhood mosque against any critics who point out the anti-Semitism. They've condemned Charles Jacobs in several slanderous letters. They've also condemned wonderful leaders like you and Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin for coming to Massachusetts to speak about the Islamist threat. So it's a very strange situation up here in Boston.
Strange and really deplorable. And it's ultimately completely self-destructive. And we're grateful to you at the Americans for Peace and Tolerance, Ilya Feoktistov, for calling them to account and hopefully discouraging such behavior in the future. I know you'll keep it up. And I hope you'll come back to us soon, as I hope the rest of you will do so as well. Tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.